Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast was recorded on.
From Mamma Mia, hello and welcome to the Lady Startup Academy. This is the podcast that answers all your small business questions one episode at a time. And I am your host, Anita Sarkar. I am the co-founder and CEO of Hero Packaging and author of digital marketing book called Sell Anything Online. And today I am answering a question from a Lady Startup Academy student that is probably the most popular question we get asked here at Lady Startup. Evie wrote in and said,
"Hi Lady Startup team, what do I need to do to get a product made?"
Evie, first of all, thank you so much for this question. It is a big one, so you're going to have to bear with me today and get your notepads or your note-taking devices at the ready. Manufacturing is a huge process with lots of complex steps. It is something I've been through for both my businesses, and while they were different journeys and completely different products, the core process is surprisingly consistent. Look, I know a lot of lady startups feel overwhelmed at the thought of manufacturing. Letting go a big handful of cash that you've spent years saving for or been given to by investors. It is a lot of pressure, and it is hard to know where to start and what to expect. What we'll do today is zoom out and look at the manufacturing process as a whole, and I'll walk you through the different steps involved. Before we start Googling factories, there is some really important groundwork we need to cover. This is going to be the foundation for manufacturing your product. If you skip over this, it's going to cost you money and a lot of time down the road. First up, I want you to get clear on exactly what you want to make. Think about who your customer really is and what they expect from a product. Like, what's it made out of, or how should it feel? You can go as detailed as you want on this, but to keep it super simple, the single biggest call you have to make is, are you going to go for cheap and cheerful or a premium brand? Option one is cheap and cheerful. This option prioritizes low cost and affordability over everything, so you might have to let go of sustainability ideals or certain materials. Whereas option two is about creating a premium brand. This puts affordability behind other priorities like quality or sustainability or even working conditions, because you believe your customer can and will be willing to pay extra for these features. Once you have chosen between the two, it will help you to make decisions during the entire manufacturing process, like where to manufacture, what to make it out of, and the list goes on. And that brings us to stage two, prototyping, which is one of my favorite parts of the entire process. A prototype is an early sample of your design. It's the first iteration of your product and tests how it looks and feels in person. It is so easy to have an idea in your head of what you're making, only to receive a prototype back and realize there was a lot you didn't consider. And that's a great thing. Don't be put off if your samples aren't as expected. Make changes and try again. A prototype is about aligning your idea with reality. But how do you get a prototype made? Well, you've got two options. Number one, you can go directly to a manufacturer, either locally or overseas. A manufacturer can be a huge factory, but it can also be a tiny one-woman band operating from home. Either way, they should have a lot of experience and connections to material suppliers, which is great. But this can take a long time, and it can sometimes require dealing with language barriers and shipping costs. Your other option, if you want a bit more hand-holding, is to start off with a sampling studio. They're usually based in Australia and they are set up for creating prototypes. They'll usually dedicate more time to developing your ideas and creating that perfect final prototype. We'll share some examples of sampling studios on the Lady Startup Instagram page. There is a caveat here though. If you're making hard goods like furniture, plastic items, or appliances, you'll likely have to go overseas no matter what. It's just not something that is really done in Australia. All right, I can hear you asking, what does prototyping cost? And unfortunately, I would have to say, how long is a piece of string? It is so frustrating, but it's true. It all depends on the type of product you are making and how many revisions you make. For clothing manufacturing, it can be between $200 and $800 per sample, if I had to give you a super rough ballpark. For us, when we sample, it costs us about $500, just for your reference. The third step, this is where you actually manufacture your product. For this, you're going to need a quote. When reaching out for quotes, it's important to ask the right questions. Don't go crazy on the detail, keep it simple. Start with minimum order quantities, timelines, and examples of previous clients. You'll also provide your tech pack at this step. And this is a really detailed document of all the materials, sizes, and specs for the product you're making. It's so they can quote accurately. Now, if you're tossing up between manufacturing in Australia or overseas, the Lady Startup Academy team have created a download to help you. I'll pop a link in the show notes for you to refer back to. Once those quotes come in, compare them, but please go with your gut here. You'll know when you've found the one. For me, I always compare potential manufacturers on price, speed of communication, and professionalism.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Okay, now onto the fun part, the actually making your product part. The manufacturer will typically ask you to send through a purchase order and then they'll invoice you. Typically, you will pay 50% of the production costs up front and the other 50% at the end. It is really important to keep the communication flowing, put everything in writing and be really clear. I cannot stress that enough. Write it all down. This is going to avoid any confusion and it makes it easier for both of you to refer to. Also, it is super common for overseas manufacturers to use apps like WhatsApp and WeChat. It is not unprofessional, it is just standard. Phone calls are a thing of the past and not a great idea when working with a language barrier anyway. Keep it in text. A tip that I always recommend is to ask them to send you photos and videos of a production run. That way, you can see how they actually make the product. Remember that the manufacturers are the experts and you need them to be on your side. You should expect an update on your production every week, but please don't pester them on the daily. The very last step is getting your order shipped. I really recommend you employ a freight forwarder here. They will ensure that nothing goes missing and track your precious products from the manufacturer on their journey to you. And there you have it. After all of this, you'll be able to hold your product in your hot little hands and then into the hands of thousands of happy customers. I know it is a big process, but it is so rewarding, trust me. At the Lady Startup Academy, we offer a range of online courses to suit all types, sizes, and stages of business. We've got everything you need to know to grow your business. Visit ladystartup.com for more info. Thanks for joining me, and you can keep up with me, Anita Sarkar, on Instagram at Hero Packaging or on TikTok at Sell Anything Online. This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano and Susanna Macon. and this podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia. Thank you for listening. I can't wait to see you next week. Bye, everyone.